for the soul to forget itself and to live as an ego is to live in a doll's house. And the soul doesn't fit in the doll's house. It becomes very cramped, very stultifying. And very clear that one is betraying oneself, conducting inauthentic relationships. And without a relationship to the self. And without that relationship, one falls ever further into delusion. And at some point, it becomes recognized that this is a crime against one's nature, against God, against oneself. And that this is the cause of all of one's karmic suffering. But to get out of that doll's house, one has to break the mold of the habitual patterns of acting as a doll. Of identifying with the icon in the matrix rather than with the infinite intelligence and the power of truth and of love and of accurate alignment with the divine order that can only be known if we leave the doll's house and live in the house of the Lord. In the yogic understanding, there are two types of truth, two terms for different aspects of truth. One is satya, which stands for both the truth of our real self, the unmanifest, the absolute, the uncreated, the eternal, the derivation of our being in this plane from the Almighty One. And it's that truth that enables us to live in truth as existential beings in the world who are manifestations of the real, that although unmanifest pervades the phenomenal plane. And that is what enables us to have the courage, the strength, and the vision to speak the truth and to conduct truthful relationships and truthful approaches to understanding, compassion, and service, and the fulfillment of the will of God. And this is the relation to the other aspect of truth, which is categorized under the word ritta. Ritta is the truth of the cosmic order. But that cosmic order can only come into manifest form when we have brought our consciousness into ritta. By surrendering all of our intentionality to the will of God, to the Tao, And only then can we fulfill the Dharma at the level of the existential icon. And when our consciousness has been fully subsumed in the Ritta, in the cosmic order, which is the Tao that can be named, but derives from the Tao that cannot be named, and retains its connection to that ultimate Tao through the internal silence of the mind, in complete attentiveness to the ground of being, to the source of our capacity to know, to the Satchit Ananda from which we derive our capacity to fulfill the Ritta. And it is when the alignment with the Ritta is perfected, when there is no diversion into egoic sidelines and byways and diversions into its narratives, that the Ritta converts into the Amrita. And we are promoted from the human level to the divine. We are re-anointed with the nectar of immortality that enables us to fulfill the Adi Sanatana Dharma, the Dharma of the Devis and Devas, who are those beings who have chosen to sustain the will of God on the phenomenal plane. And to bring that will of the collective that has fallen into an anti-dharmic mode back into the righteousness that comes with the surrender to the jurisdiction of God, no longer loyal to the human ego. And this is our function at this moment when all the dolls' houses are collapsing and souls are buried in the rubble of a dying world and need help to escape from under their own crumbling ruins of a life built in a house of cards that can no longer stand. But to retrieve our nature from our own gremlin's house, we must have the great disgust with the ego. Then realize the other side of that recognition of our self-betrayal as the love of God and the activation of the yearning to fulfill our highest destiny, to be free of all of the conditionings and conditions of the phenomenal plane, and to bring the power and the freedom of the unconditional self, who is the source of law, but who is beyond the law, because the law is simply the manifestation of the goodness and the beauty and the creative intelligence of the real self, that manifests its lawfulness in spontaneity. not in the regurgitation of a formulaic approach to existence or to being or to the understanding or overstanding of reality. It is when the consciousness has transcended duality, and only in that mode of its absolute oneness with the one self, abiding at the zero point of egolessness, that the authority and the divine right to establish a new order is given. And as we approach the midnight of time, we must awaken to the great hidden sun in the darkness and bring its light into the world as absolutely pristine manifestations, instruments of the Absolute Self, and no longer part of the web of Maya that can only collude out of fear, of desire, and of criminal intention that is in avoidance of the mandate of heaven that is given us to live as surrendered agents of the One Self and not any longer as separate entities with autonomous, petty minds that cannot escape their own pathologies. It is the attainment of this separation from the doll-like icon that is terrified by its own traumatized nature and cannot expel its terror and its fury and its confusion and its lostness that can only happen when we have killed our identification with that monstrous replica of an imitation of the archetype with which we have come to fulfill its mandalic beauty in the world. And through that reappraisal and reappropriation of our archetypal nature, we manifest our freedom in every moment with every thought that is downloaded from the Absolute. And in every instant in which pure presence manifests its freedom through the consciousness, unfiltered through an ego. May we live in this purity that is the light of God flowing through us with the Shakti that confers eternal life and biological power to sustain our energies within the frame of reference of the field of matter and energy. And to know that power that is independent of the forces that now seem dominant on the phenomenal plane. May you connect with that level of the morphic field that gives you sovereignty over all of the illusory principalities of this crumbling last stage of the fall of Kali Yuga and the return of the kingdom of the gods. May you know the peace that comes from complete surrender to the will of the Supreme Intelligence and the heart opening to receive the love of the Supreme Infinite Heart of God. And may you know the deeper peace that comes from the receiving of the power of the will to fulfill a mission unique to the trajectory of the soul that fulfills every archetypal potentiality that brings the total joy of living in the infinite nature and the challenge of facing the shadow at a level of its privation of being that is now overwhelming the illusory world, and finding that the power of God's slingshot can pierce the third eye of that Goliath, and the victory be won with a single shot. And may you know the supreme peace of the glory of that victory, in which what you have destroyed is the shadow of yourself. And what you have claimed is the eternal realm of righteousness that brings heaven into manifestation once again.